And I appreciate everybody coming today. I'm Hugh Whaley. I serve as general manager of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. We've been in existence and up and running since November of 2010. We're up to 54 affiliated organizations, which are listed right here on the banner behind me. We're also located in booth 351, which is part of the Illinois soybean exhibit. We also have a couple of banners as well in the Illinois Farm Bureau exhibit. Both of those organizations are two of our affiliates with USFRA. This morning, Bart Schott, our secretary, is going to be making some comments relative to our communications campaign that we launched here recently. We have a major event coming up later in September, probably the first time in history that agriculture in collectively has attempted to do what we're going to be doing on September the 22nd. I'd like to introduce the USFRA Secretary, Bart Schott, from North Dakota.
Try to get things settled in here. I guess this mic I've got to speak directly into. I'm honored and very happy to be here today on behalf of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. I'm the secretary on the executive board. I'm also the president of National Corn Growers Association and very proud to be a part of USFRA. We're excited to join farmers and ranchers leading a conversation with the American people about food and, of course, where it comes from. At the core of USFRA are our affiliates and partners. We come from different sectors of the industry, but we all share one common goal, to work together, lead a dialogue with Americans about their food, and to demonstrate commitment on continuous improvement. We know Americans have many questions about their food, how it was raised, grown, and the impact on their health and the health of the planet. We also know that farmers and ranchers always haven't done the best job of answering those questions. And I'd like to say this morning that this stops now. We're committed to listening and to answering America's questions about food. And to kick off the conversation on September 22nd, USFRA will present the Food Dialogues. This is a town hall style event. Is cornerstoning our new effort to listen to Americans, and address their most pressing concerns about the food they put on their table and the food they feed their families. The food dialogue will also feature findings from recent surveys of farmers, ranchers, and consumers conducted in August 2011. Top line findings of the Farm and Rancher Survey conducted in July of 2011 reveal that farmers and ranchers believe that the average consumer knows very little knowledge on several topics related to food production, including the effect of pesticides, fertilizers, antibiotics on food, where their food comes from in general, and proper care of livestock and poultry. And so I think to sum that up, farmers are very good at farming. We're very good at getting the message out about how we farm. We're not good at getting the message out on how we're farming. And so I think that's a disconnect. I know that's a disconnect we have with the knowledge that our consumers have. These and other concerns highlighted in the new National Consumer Survey conducted on August 2011 will be the forefront of the discussion on the topics of the town hall. We have assembled a stellar group of experts from agriculture, food service, and academia. For example, we have Claire Shipman from Good Morning America. Chef John Besh will also lead discussions in Washington, D.C. and New York. The food dialogue will include four locations, one in Washington, D.C., one in New York City, Fair Oaks, Indiana, and Davis, California. The participants won't be limited to those four venues. We expect thousands of participants to join the town hall through remote webcasts and soon to launch website, which I guess, Hugh, has been launched today. It's called fooddialogues.com. And through the USFRA Facebook page, Many of our affiliates and partners will be holding virtual viewing parties and encouraging others to participate via comment boards, Twitter, and Facebook. And we want to engage college students. We want to engage young moms with kids at home. We want to engage people that are retired. We want to engage everybody on that stellar event. And so we're opening it up to the whole audience. At the heart of this conversation, the farmers and ranchers of USFRA, currently made up of, like Hugh had said, over 54 affiliates, the collaboration of these national, regional, and state organizations marks the first time a wide range of agriculture groups working together on such a significant effort.
Okay. The question is, how are we going to convince the non-ag media that we're serious about communicating the messages we want to communicate, and how are we going to measure success? Bart has some recent experience in dealing with the non-farm media a couple weeks ago.
We were in New York City, several of us, and we did interviews with Time and Financial Times and of course, the Wall Street Journal. And, you know, I enjoy talking about this movement. It's close to my heart, and so I think if they saw the realness of this whole attitude about being able to listen to our consumers, we've been messaging or telling them facts, and the consumers are looking at these facts and saying, well, that's not what we think is happening. And so we want to be able to have an open dialogue with our consumers on actually how food is produced. You know, on my farm, we take extreme methods. We use every extreme methods to make sure that the quality of the crop we produce is top-notch. And I think the disconnect we have sometimes is what happens, okay, when it leaves your farm, where does it go and what happens? And so by having an open dialogue with our consumers through social media, we believe that we can connect the housewife that has this question of, you know, can I feed my kids milk? They can come right on the Facebook, and they can talk to a farmer. And that's what this kickoff event on September 22nd is all about, is having an open dialogue with our consumers. Because I think we have been, like I said before, we do a good job raising the crop. We just don't know how to communicate. We haven't been able to communicate that message real well with our consumers. So that's part of the plan after the town hall events. So, and it's not going to stop on that day. We're going to open up this social media door for as long as the dialogue needs to be taken. So,
I'll answer the thing about the metrics. In addition to normal and standard metrics that any movement of this nature would be, which is how many positive stories may end up in the non-ag media, for example, one of the items that we're measuring is consumer attitudes towards their concerns that they have about how food is produced in this country. So if we see a reduction in the amount of concerns that they have or the level of intensity of those concerns, then certainly that would be a positive. One of the comments and phrases I like to use normally when folks ask that question, particularly the non-ag media that ask that question about how you're going to measure success, is just simply that the consumers of this country feel comfortable in whatever food choice they wish to make and with all food choices that they make, not just with comfort over here more than comfort over here, that they have the same level of comfort no matter which product that they purchase, whether it be from a local farmer, whether it be from a grocery store, whether it be from a convenience store or a big box store. That comfort level is paramount to our success. We are more than willing and have invited all forms of agricultural organizations, farmer and rancher organizations, or any organization for that matter that wishes to come to the table to have that dialogue, as long as they recognize that all forms of agriculture have the right to exist. Well, I'll give you a quick synopsis of the agenda, and the topics and discussion areas are still in the process of being formulated. Well, the four agendas, or excuse me, the four venues are the Newseum in Washington, D.C., a production studio, which will be the Technology Center located in New York City, the University of California at Davis, the Mondavi Center at the University of California, Davis, and then the Fair Oaks Dairy in Northwest Indiana. Fair Oaks Dairy has probably got the largest venue from a standpoint of people being actually physically able to participate on site. The other three locations are by nature have limited seating capacity. You can tell probably from those locations what some of the discussion items are going to be. Food policy certainly will probably take place in the Washington, D.C. area. Cultural acceptance to certain types of food technology will take place in New York. Obviously, animal agriculture will be a focus of discussion at the Fair Oaks Dairy, and technology, just use of technology in agriculture, will be the focus of the discussion out in California. Other questions? Yes, sir. Right. The budget that we're working with in 2011 is slightly over $10 million. Okay? That's everybody. That's everybody's contributions. 75% comes from the farmer and rancher affiliates that are listed here, plus a couple more that came in this week. And 25% of the operating budget comes from folks like are listed over here on this banner. So it's clearly the farmer and rancher organizations are putting in the majority of the budget. Ideally, that split would become eventually 50-50. Now, how much still remains to be seen. We'll operate within the budget constraints that we're given based on the contributions that we have on both sides of the aisle. Comes from their operating budgets. Well, checkoff is part of it, yes. You'll see a lot of checkoff organizations listed here. You'll have to talk to them individually what they may happen to be giving up, but it's, to my knowledge, it's nothing. They're not giving up any programs because they have the money allocated and they feel very important about this being a part of their overall program. No, we don't know yet next year because that next year, our fiscal year now is October 1. So contributions and people participating in the alliance are happening all the time. We started off with 22 affiliates in November, and now we're up to 54. We started with $0 on the ag industry side. Now we're up to 9. Let's wrap it up. If any of you, thank you again for coming. I appreciate the opportunity to meet with you today, and certainly Bart and Jim. If you'd like to ask them further comments one-on-one, they'll be available. Thank you again.